Maseches Chulin has been dedicated in honor of Leslie Westreich, Elazar Meir ben Harav Yehoshua, a great chavrusa and friend. The following shiur has been presented by Rav Avraham Yeshaya Cohen, Reish Kailal of Kailal Oyel Yitzchak of Lakewood, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
Chulin Daf Ayin Aleph. The Gemara Amud Beis brings a Mishnah in the Goyim, says as follows. Hanichnas l'bayis hamenuga. Somebody goes into a bayis hamenuga, which creates tuma on him and whatever he's carrying, whatever he's wearing. So the Mishnah says like this. If he's carrying clothing in his hands, on his shoulder, whatever, so then he becomes tame miyad. And the kelim also become tame miyad. Because that's how the tuma is chal right away when you go in. However, hayolavush kelov, if he's wearing his clothing, his sandalov, viraglov, tabaisa vetzboi, his shoes are on his feet, his ring is on his hand. So the clothing, the kelim that he's bringing in, are being worn. Hu tame miyad. So again, he's tame immediately. Vehein tahirin at sheyisha b'chdei achilas pras. But the kelim, the clothing, do not become tame until he remains in that bias, the shear of k'dei achilas pras. Dr. Rashi, havel hu begodim didei. So it's considered his begodim, like it's on him. Uksiv, the pasuk says, v'ha'oichel b'bayis echabis es begodim. It says that somebody who eats in the house, he has to wash his clothing. Now we learn, it doesn't mean necessarily that he's eating. It means shir achila, achi isha shir achila, that the clothing that's going in as clothing, meaning it's being worn, not that he's just holding it. The clothing only becomes tame after he's in there, after the clothing are in the bayis hamenuga. Kashir achilas pras. What's achilas pras? So pras means like a lashon of parus, prusa, broken. So it means a half. Rashi says a chati kikar shel eruv shu mazin shtei sudas hu shmoyne beitzim. So it's a half of a shir suda. Now a shir suda is 8 beitzim. So it comes out, it's 4 beitzim. So machalik rishonim, other rishonim say that a shir suda is 6. So then it comes out 3. So akuponim is kashir, the amount of time it would take to eat 3 or 4 beitzim. That's kashir kadechilas pras. So the Gemara is saying it as far as the shir of becoming tame in a bayis hamenuga, as we know, is very negay lahalachal in many other halachas in the Torah, that every time we have a shir achilo, so the Marshal of the Torah says you're not allowed to eat a kazayis of chelov. So what if a person eats a chatzi zayis now, and then 3 hours later eats another chatzi zayis? Or for that matter, 3 weeks later eats another chatzi zayis. Is he chayev? Is he chayev chayis of malkas or carbon, whatever the case is? So the answer is no, because the achilas are not mitzdarif. What makes the achilas mitzdarif? What makes them mitzdarif is if he eats them both within a shear, a certain amount of time, how much time, this shear of k'dei achilas pras. That's as far as isurim. It's also as far as mitzvahs. When the Torah says you have to eat a kazayis of matzah, or mar, or some other chiyuv achila, so it has to be eaten b'tziruf. You can't eat a half a kazayis of matzah at 9 o'clock, and then an hour later at 10 o'clock eat another chatzitzis. It's not going to work. It's not going to be considered to be a kazayis. It has to be a kazayis within the shear achila, which is k'dei achilas pras. So of course the question is, what exactly is the shir k'dei achilas pras? It's mamash negei l'maisa. Especially on Pesach by the Seder. And the Iluch Gisa, we don't usually have a situation of eating macholos asuras, but Yom HaKippurim, also, there it's God that the shir is not kazayis, the shir is kasevis, but the shihu isman is the same, that's k'dei achilas pras. So if you have a chayla, shiyash b'sakona, who has to eat on Yom Kippur, so fashetzich, if he has to eat a large shir right away, so then, that's what he does. But in a situation where he does not have to eat right away, the whole shear, he just needs a little bit, let's say, a little bit of food every once in a while. So how long does he have to wait between the achilas in order that it should not be b'chdei achilas pras, so that it should be considered pachas b'kashir? So that's the question, how long is k'dei achilas pras? Now, the Chasam Sefer, in Chelek Vav, in Shuvah Chelek Vav, Simen Tazayin, says a Gval Gachidish. He proves that the shear k'dei achilas pras is 9 minutes. Or maybe more accurately, it would be to say at least 9 minutes. Why? What's his right? Because the Gemara, it's a tzirf of two Gemaras. The Gemara increases Daf Yud Gimel, says as follows. Yud Gimel Amud Aleph. The Gemara says, Lahitiru, La'eichel, Lahitiru La'eichel, Pachas Mikashir, Leireid V'litba, Yarad V'tavel, V'olav Hishlimi Mitzdarf. The Gemara says like this, we're not matter, we don't allow somebody to eat Pachas Mikashir. So it's talking here about the shear of pras, which is the shear lifsel sagvia to make a person tummy. Alright, but b'chalayfen, the point is we don't allow him to eat that, and then to be tayvel. But if he was tayvel and he came out, and he then he ate another chatzi shear, and altogether it was a shear, so he becomes tummy. So what do you see in this Gemara? So let me just first explain. What does it mean, lahitiru? Why don't we allow him to do it? So the Gemara says later on, the Gemara says, let him do it. The Gemara says, no, because then we're afraid that he'll taka do that. He'll eat pachas mikasher. He'll be tayvel, and he'll think that the tefillah helped. And then he comes out and eats the other half. Turns out the tefillah didn't help, because he was never tummy until afterwards. So the tefillah didn't help. Okay, but I'll go upon him. But the point is like this. What the Chassam Sofer brings from the Gemara is like this. You see in the Gemara that a person can eat a shir pras and be tayvel, go to the mikvah. And all of that is within the amount of time that it takes of Knechel's press. That's the Gemara. Okay, so if we'll know how long a Shir Tevila is, we'll be able to figure out, at least partially, what the Shir Achil's press is. So for some safe, we have a Gemara for this. The Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Lamed Hamed Aleph, the Gemara says. And this is the way Rashi learns the Gemara over there. Taisus learns differently. Some safe says he has no Raya according to Taisus. But upon the way Rashi learns the Gemara there, the Gemara says that the Shir Ben Hashmashas of Rav Nechemyo, which is kashir chatzi mil, half the time it takes to walk a mil, or the time it takes to walk half a mil, I should say. The Gemara says, right, so leida shiur ish olim nechem. If you wonder how long that shiur is, so the Gemara says, you teufel. You go into the yam and you teufel, and by the time you come out, that's the shiur chatzi mil. Okay, now, if you wonder how long a chatzi mil is, so that's not so hard, because there's a lot of raid in the Rishonim already to determine how long a mil is, and we can figure it out in even an hour minutes based on the Gemara Pesachim of Tzadik Dalet, where the Gemara talks about how many mil there are in a day, and we know that a day is 12 hours. Now, there are still three shittas in how long a mil is, but at least it's something we could be a little more definitive about. Okay, so some Seif over here names on that the Shir mil is 18 minutes, that's one of the Iker Shittas Lahalacha. So, Ibazoi, a chatzi mil is 9 minutes. So, Zakhtach Sam Seifer, so Kedechel's pass is 9 minutes. Because the Gemara says in Shabbos, again, what's the Cheshbon? The Gemara says in Shabbos that the Shir Tevil is 9 minutes, and over here it says that you could be Tevil and eat within Kedechel's pass. So obviously Kedechel's pass is at least 9 minutes. He doesn't say at least, he just says 9 minutes, which we'll get to in a second. Akopanam Bedatzach Sam Seifer. He says the Shir is 9 minutes. Ma'isadach Sam Seifer then goes on, and he has a kasha on all of this from a Tesefta, where it's Mavur that the Shir Mil, I'm sorry, that the Shir Tevil's pass is really 2 minutes, it's much less. So, and he's really nice to say it like that. L'maisi, he comes out, Taiv l'hachmir, Taiv to be machmir, that the shir is 9 minutes, which of course is negev for Yom Kippur or Machal Sasuris, but not for Pesach when you have to eat something, it's negev when you're not allowed to eat something. So we say, wait 9 minutes between your achilas on Yom Kippur. That's what the Chassam Sofer says. Now, the problem is, I mean, there are a lot of problems with the Chassam Sofer. First of all, he's basing this on the shir mil. Now, how long is a mil? So we said he goes 18 minutes. Okay, but there's another shita of 22 and a half minutes. There's another shita of 24 minutes. These are shita in Rishonim. And the shita of 24 is not so lahalacha, but the shita of 22 and a half is very much lahalacha. In the Gayin, the Mishabur, the Chazaynesh, they talk about Salat Yizibin HaTshuvah Chusayfa, where he goes with that share. So it seems a little bit odd that he's ignoring the share of 22 and a half minutes, which has a very shtakum makum lahalacha. And we're talking here about a deraisa of Achil and Yom Kippur. So presumably you would be machmeh for a larger share. He doesn't even mention it. So that's one problem. The second problem is, Pashat L'Cheshbon is shver. Because within that amount of time that the Gemara is talking about of Knechel's pras, he did two things. He did tevila. He also ate a pras. See, it can't just be 9 minutes. You got to leave some time to eat. And I found the Teres Chesed, he says, Kasha, the truest Teres Chesed in Sim Lamed Beis, he asked it in a beautiful way. He says, Manashach. The person ate a pras, right? So Manashach. If he ate it at normal speed, then it took him Kedechel's pras. Right? That means, so then you have to double this. So you come out with 18 minutes. Elmai, he ate it quickly, so then maybe he was tabled quickly also. So how do you know that it's true that the Gemara says in Shabbos Shir Tevila is Chatzi Mil. But that could be an average, or that could be maybe a maximum, but obviously it doesn't mean every single person does that. Here the Gemara is saying, if somebody did it. Okay, so maybe somebody went quickly. Obviously we know different people have different speeds. That's how he's using it with a monoshach, but without the monoshach, it's damakasha. Again, two kashas. One kasha is what happened to the shir achilu. And second kasha is, how do you know that this person was tevil and he went so slowly that he didn't like the shir of the Gemara and Shabbos? Maybe he did it quickly. The Gemara and Shabbos is telling of like a shir both and clearly, so it's an average or it's a maximum. But here we're talking about somebody who happened to do something. We're saying a halacha. If he did this, what's the din? You can't tell me it's impossible for somebody to go quicker than the average. That's ridiculous. So how did the Chassam Sefer know? How can he make this whole tushdal over here? And then there's Hochinami Mistabra. Before Hochinami Mistabra, the Torah's Chesed, yes, another kasha, a beautiful kasha. The Rashma says in Shabbos that the Shir Chatzimil over there is not just the Tvila. The Shir Chatzimil is including coming up out of the water and going up the mountain. Well, they're talking about somebody on the mountain, Bahar Carmel. So it includes the trek up the mountain. And on that, Hochinami Mistabra, it's very hard to hear that Tvila, that just the Maisa Tvila alone should take 9 minutes. What takes 9 minutes to go into the water? Even if you want to say getting undressed, I'm not sure why getting undressed should be part of it, but even if it is, 9 minutes? Okay, so you'll say we don't know exactly how they dressed in the times of the Gemara. It just seems a bit rochik that it should take that long. And then don't forget some safe, like we mentioned before, he brings it to Sefta that the Sheit Tefillah is 2 minutes. That sounds a lot more mistabit, right? So how do you go from 2 minutes to 9 minutes? I'll go upon him like the Rashba, it's very good, because we're including several minutes of climbing up the mountain. That's very good. So maybe the Tefillah was taka 2 minutes, or maybe 1 minute, or 3 minutes, but 9 minutes is taka very rochik, only together with climbing up the mountain. So the Chassam Sefer seems like a very big chiddush, and again, like we said before, he says himself that it's not so pashut ladina based on his kashrut and tesefta. And when Maisi he comes out, his maskon is toiv lahachmer, and Yom Kippur is toiv lahachmer. But I'll go upon him. But certainly when you go in the other direction, when a longer man is a kula, like on Pesach by Achilas Matzah or Mara, then for sure you cannot be mekel with the shir of 9 minutes. You could be machmer shir 9 minutes Yom Kippur, but you can't be mekel a shir of 9 minutes for Pesach. Okay. So we have to see what the shir is. But let me just first mention that I found Taka in the Chazainish, in his Kuntus HaShiurim, all the way at the end, which is Simel Lamed Vezin Archaim, he asks some of these kashas on the Chassam Sefer, but he comes out, he says, Lamaisa, he asks the kasha that it should be more than 9 minutes, but he says, Lamaisa, it's kedai to wait 9 minutes on Yom Kippur, Ha'il V'nofik Mipul Mei Degayim, because the Chassam Sefer said it, even though the Chazainish is not so happy with it, the Chassam Sefer said it, so we'll say 9 minutes, but not more than that. We're not going to take the Chassam Sefer and start eating onto it a bigger shir mil and extra time to eat and the Gemara increases. No, whatever it is. But I'll go upon him, but he says himself, the Chazainish, of course, that's only for Yom Kippur, not for Pesach, where it's the opposite. Okay, so what is the shir? So the different shirim are said by different achrayim. I would just say over what the Stipler says in his Sefer on Shirim Mitzvahs, Shirim Shaltar, I think it's called, or Shirim Mitzvahs. He says over there that the Shir K'dechel is Pras Me'ikra Adin is 4 minutes. He says, L'chatchili you should be machmir for the Chassam Sefer, meaning the other part of the Chassam Sefer, that says 2 minutes. So L'chatchili you should try to eat the matzah and the kezayis in 2 minutes. But Me'ikra Adin, really 4 minutes is enough. If Ashtetzach, somebody is eating 2 kezayisim of matzah, or 2 kezayisim of afikayman, which the poskim say you should do, at least in certain cases, we're not going to go into it now, but if l'mais you're eating 2 kezayisim to be mekayim that din, then you have really double the shir of k'necheles pras, right? No reason to have to, if you double this, you double that. It would seem possible like that. But I just want us to be messiah with a very important point, or two very important points. The first one is what the Stipler says, not in his Sefer, but he's a Sefer called Chag Osif by Rav Weisfish, and Omet Shin Mem Hei, he's a Chalufim Mechtavim over there with the Stipler, and the Stipler writes in a letter, as a Dava Poshet, he doesn't even explain it, but he writes as a Dava Poshet, that if a person's eating normally, he's eating his matzah, his mara normally, he says, you don't have to worry about Kedechel's Pras. You ate a Kazai's matzah, however long it took, that's fine. That's what he says. It sounds like a tremendous chiddush, right? The Gemara says eating Kedechel's Pras. So how do you know he ate a Kedechel's Pras? So you'll tell me because the whole point of the process is to be normal? Okay, but maybe this person eats a little more slowly. How do you know that it's good enough? So I saw a beautiful shot in what the Stipler is saying in the Sefer Meisnei Tzedek, Omen Peyei. The shot is very partial. The Vard of the Echelus process is that it should be a normal achilah. The only reason why somebody, again, a zokain or somebody who can't eat at a normal pace is a different story. But anybody who's eating at a relatively normal pace, the only reason, only possible reason why it would take him longer than the Sheikh Nechel's Pras is because either he's eating more than one kazayis, or because his kazayisim are very big, which really is the same thing. I mean, the point is that he's eating more than a kazayis. Which people really do, because l'chumra, you take a kazayis chatzi bay instead of shlish bay, and you take with the klipa, and you take, and you say niskatnu habeitzim, and all the different cheshbainis, and all the different things, and you say we're not bucking this, and we're not bucking that. And mainly people load up they go overboard on the shiurim of Kazayas by the Seder. Okay, very nice. So you did a gvaldige mitzvah. But the Sheker Eichel's pras is going to be makfil, it's going to be commensurate with the actual Sheker Kazayas. So if let's say Be'emes of Sheker Kazayas is, let's just take a number, let's say it's let's say 1 ounce. And you ate 2 ounces. Right? So then, the Sheker Eichel's pras will go according to that 1 ounce, and the mail will be, let's say, 2 minutes. The only way it could be, again, I'm just making up numbers here for Marshall. Only way it makes sense that it should be 4 minutes, or 7 minutes, or 9 minutes, is because the Sheker's eyes is bigger. Or let me say it the other way. The only reason why the Sheker Kadecha's pras will be shorter, will be, let's say, 2 minutes, is because the Kazayas is smaller. In other words, the point is very simple. It's not possible to say, it's very rochik and svara to say, that the Kazayas is huge, and the Kadecha's pras is tiny. It doesn't make sense. The Kadecha's pras is shuas halacha mashu b'sinai, but there's a svara to it. It's not exactly a kosa. It's as far as the time it takes to eat something in a normal achila. So if the Kazayas is smaller, then it makes sense the Kadecha's pras is smaller. So Marashok, if somebody took let's say 10 minutes to eat his whole thing that he considered a kazayas, so we'll say it's fine if he ate at a normal pace. Why? Because the only reason it took him 10 minutes is because he decided the Sheker kazayas is huge. Okay, if the Sheker kazayas is huge, then the Kadecha's pras is going to be huge. And it's more than that. It's not just because it has to make sense in Derech Achila. Because if the kazayas is bigger, then the pras is bigger. Because the kazayas is either a shlish or a chatzi of a bay. A pras is either 3 or 4 beitzim. So if your beitzim are bigger, then your pras is bigger. If your pras is bigger, then it takes more time to eat the pras. In other words, it all stems perfectly. We have sfeikas. We don't know different things. So mainly you're machmer in the Sheker's eyes. But you don't have to then be machmer in the other direction in the Sheker Kadecha's pras and make it smaller. Because the Mamon Rishach, it's all going to work out. The Kitzer, that's the Cheshman, but whether you accept the Cheshman or not, but the Din, the Stipler says, see, after all the Chumras in his Kuntras, in Shiurim, Lamaise, he says, just eat the Kazai, whatever the Kazai is, just eat it normally. If you eat it normally, you won't have any Cheshash, you'll be Mekai in the Mitzvah 100%. That's a beautiful point that the Stipler brings out. And the final point is, that you might say, okay, but Saif called Saif, but I want to just be sure, and then I want to make sure I eat the whole huge Kazai in 2 minutes. So what am I losing? What are you losing? You're losing two things. First of all, what you're doing very well may be considered achila gasa. It's not derech achila. And you went out mekayim the mitzvah. And you made a brach levat tala, all your brachas. And you didn't accomplish anything. That's number one. Number two, besides that, even if it's not achila gasa, even if we'll say you mekayim the mitzvah, but that's the way to be mekayim a mitzvah. Where's the zekeli van veya? Where's the simcha in the mitzvah? Where's the hida mitzvah? To stuff it in like somebody, a person who hasn't eaten in a week and he's starving and he scarfs it down. It's not a derech to be mekayim a mitzvah. And Baruch Hashem, I found in the Sefer Mezni Tzedek, this Haskama from Shlomo Miller, he says exactly these 2 points. He says the chashash of achila gas is not derech achila, and he also says that belavach, it's not the way to be mekayim a mitzvah. So, hayotzalonu, that once you figure out what the Sheker's eyes is, just eat it normally and don't worry about the amount of time.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.